The mayor realizes, and he and I have discussed this, that the city faces some real challenges. We have a structural deficit, and we, you know, face some fiscal challenges that are very different than what we faced in the past. And I think that that is where my background and experience in the business world and as city treasurer really brings a fresh perspective and some new ways of working with our business community, working with our residents, and working with the state and our partners in other municipalities to figure out how do we really address these challenges.
The fact that Albany is the state capital, it's a good thing, and maybe in some cases it's not a good thing.
Well, I think that it's challenging for us because so much of our tax base is exempt, but I also do think that it presents an opportunity and that we have to look at who comes into our city every day to work and figure out what we need to do to keep them here. What do we need to do to get them out on the streets, patronizing stores and restaurants and really expanding the base of what we have downtown. There really are a lot of exciting opportunities that I'm looking forward to working on in the future.
Is it easy to rest on your laurels because it is the state capital? You don't have to go out and search for those jobs the way other cities do?
Well, I think it's connecting those jobs to the people who live here that is the real challenge. We have a city where one in four lives at or below the poverty level. And so when you look at what has happened to many of our neighborhoods, it's a direct result of people not having jobs and opportunities that allow them to support their families, invest in their homes, and invest in our community. So for me, that's the challenge, and I look forward to trying to find new ways to ensure that all of our residents benefit from the fact that we are the state capital.
Let's talk about crime. You could spend an hour on that subject, but what are some of the basics in fighting crime for you?
Well, I look at the city and the statistics show that crime is down, but many people say that they don't feel safe. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we have a large amount of vacant and abandoned buildings, that we have code enforcement that is perceived as not being as effective as it could be. And so we need to really take a very holistic approach and realize that public safety isn't just in the purview of our police department, but that our Department of General Services has a role to play. We all have a role to play in making our city safe.
You drive through the cities, there are some very nice neighborhoods, and there are neighborhoods where the housing stock is very old, some rundown buildings. What do you do about the housing stock? How do you bring it up to code? How do you bring in new housing?
We need some new tools. We need to look at a land bank. It's something that's been discussed and it was debated at the county level. I want to revisit that because that really provides us with the ability to take control over properties and find the best and highest use for them rather than just auctioning them off to the highest bidder who shows up at a foreclosure sale. We also need to look at providing the same types of incentives to invest in our housing stock that we do to developers who come and build an office building in the city. And there are other cities that are doing that. So I think that there is a lot of opportunity out there, and we've got to recognize that sometimes it's the small hits, it's the singles that get us to where we need to be.
Yesterday, Governor Cuomo announced a plan to create a state panel, a restructuring board to help fiscally distressed cities. Is Albany fiscally distressed? You're the treasurer. How would you rate it?
I would say that we have fiscal challenges, and when you look down the road, it gets more challenging. And so one of the things that I believe I have the ability to do is to communicate very clearly and not doing it in a way that scares people, but that sets out what our challenges are and then how we need to work together with the state, with the county, with our workforce to create a city government that we can afford, because that's what we need. That's what our workforce needs. They want certainty, and residents want to know that the critical city services that they've come to expect are going to be there for them. And so it's about putting together a plan that allows us to deliver those things.
What's the mayor's role when it comes to the cities? Some might say there was sort of a power struggle going on the last few years when it comes to City Hall, running the schools trying to run themselves. What is your role as mayor when it comes to the city school district?
I would view my role as mayor with the city school district is to be their staunchest supporter and a strong voice. We need a strong school district in our city. Every community really depends on the health of its schools in many ways to attract business and to attract residents. And so I think we need to work together. I've been part of an initiative called the Albany Promise, which has brought together our institutions of higher learning, the school district, the business community, government, and the not-for-profit community so that we can say, hey, you know, we've got all these programs out there. We're program rich, but we're system poor. And we need to have a system in place to ensure that we're making sure that all of our children succeed. And I think our role in that as a city is to make sure that we're working with the school district in the programming that we have, in how we spend community block grant money, that we're doing those in ways that are supportive of what the district is trying to do with our students.